boys. Everyone focus fox on me real quick. All right, everyone, welcome to the barn. So we're going to go over some rules first. I'm sure y'all remember. Does anyone remember rule number one? Perfect. Okay, so you're going to listen to all your Wranglers. So that's all of us in jeans and maybe a hat or anything like that. All right, so number two, you said it earlier, is no yelling or running. All right, and then rule number three, I know y'all all remember it. We're going to scream it in our loudest whisper, okay? All right, so everyone on three, say it in your loudest whisper. One, two, three.
Have fun.
Awesome job, boys.
Oh, hey, guys. Welcome to the Towers Barn. Are you here for class? That's so exciting. My name is Shiloh, by the way. You definitely picked the right barn to come to. 26 years of working here will definitely give you that mindset. I love working here at the barn because you get to hang out with every camper that steps foot or hoof on the Towers property and teach them a little bit more about the character of Jesus, sometimes without using any words.
This is Shiloh. Even though she has never been put in a cabin, we love to call her the oldest counselor. We call her that because she's been teaching the gospel in the barn since 1995, and she's known by pretty much every camper around camp. Flounder, one of Shiloh's best friends, has this to say about her.
I love Shiloh. She is like the grandma of the Towers. She's really good at her job. I think 26 years of experience has done a lot of good things for her.
Yeah.
She shows up to work always with pep in her step and a smile on her face. Like if I was a staffer and had been somewhere for a long time, I would love to have that energy and purpose. She is so faithful.
I love Shiloh because she's sweet, kind, and happy.
I like that she was obedient and patient.
She was really nice.
He was very calm and gentle and sweet.
He listens really good, and he's just a good horse.
Wait, what? Did he just say horse? Yep, Shiloh is actually the oldest horse in the Towers barn. Her favorite thing to do is to help campers feel comfortable while they learn about themselves and the gospel, all while riding on her back.
How was it? Did you enjoy the ride?
I felt alive almost. I felt really fun, and I feel my hips, you know. It's really, really fun.
So I really like circling in the arena.
I felt safe just because of my feelings of pumptitude.
These are good horses, man. They are very obedient, very submissive horses.
Circling, and I really liked my horse. I'm really sad because I had to stop riding my horse.
The gospel is a part of every single thing. Every single thing.
But what does that mean? The barn is full of ways that campers and wranglers can see spiritual truth.
I love that the wranglers and the campers can, by working with horses, recognize the presence of God, or the nearness, presence and nearness of God.
What I think is like it is like you're putting trust into your horse. You're putting like the trust into who's leading the horse. You're putting trust in them to lead you along. You trust them not to lead you into danger.
Flounder, our Towers barn manager, has this to add about one of the truths she teaches in the barn.
I love to make the analogy of when a front horse of the trail ride leads all the campers out. A lot of campers have like never met that wrangler, never ridden those horses. So I like to tell them, hey, you're following that wrangler that you just met today. You're on a horse you have never been on. You are going on a trail that you have never seen in your life. Why are you doing that? And then they go, like I'm like making them sound like you're crazy for doing that. Why would you follow somebody like that? And then they kind of go introspectively and are like, wow, I guess I'm having faith. And then I say, you're having faith in someone who fails. Horses are gonna fail. all those things are not reliable, not faithful like God. But how much more can we follow God and just ruthlessly follow?
How horses like have to submit to the wranglers, like we need to submit to God's plan for our lives because his is usually better than our own.
Like with my wranglers, I feel safe and on the horses. And like with God, I also feel safe. So it kind of just compares with each other. Basically like steering through your way of life, and you've got to trust the horse to help you get through the trees and the barrels to see how far you can make it. We have to trust God to lead us everywhere that we go.
My favorite description of them is meek. Meek is just strength under control. So a lot of these horses are very strong animals, but they choose to obey.
Well, of course we obey. Oh, and I guess you figured out my secret. Even though I might not be a person, the other horses and I have the opportunity to set up the wranglers for success. My favorite way is through the class called trotting.
Trotting seems pretty easy, as it is like a person's jog. It's not quite a walk, but not quite a run. Yet, we don't see all the intricate details that a wrangler might. We just see the fun. So a camper is brought into a circular pen and mounts their horse. But here is the fun part. They simply hold on and trust their wrangler. The wrangler stands in the middle as the horse trots in a circle around the pen. The wrangler uses a thing called a lunge line to tell the horse to speed up or slow down. The expectation is that the horse has its eyes and ears on the wrangler at all times. Sometimes, horses don't keep their eye on the wrangler and don't obey the wrangler's orders. The wrangler then has to remind the horse to refocus.
That is very similar to our relationship with God. God should be at the center of our lives. Our eyes should be looking towards him. Our ears should be listening to what he has to say to us and to obey his plan and his will for our lives. But sometimes we don't always obey, and he needs to remind us and he needs to draw us back while recentering our focus on him. And I just love that. You know what else I love? That beautiful candy that y'all humans call grass. And it's pasture time. I'll see y'all around.